Welcome back to another episode of MotoGP Mac, and today we're going to talk about the test session that just happened in Jerez. Now, before we get into it, here is how it finished. Fabio Di Giantonio topped the test from Maverick Viñales, Franco Morbidelli, Pecco Bagnaia, Marc Marquez, Brad Binder, Aleix Espargaró, Alex Marquez, Enea Bastianini, Jorge Martin, Pedro Acosta, Raul Fernandez, Marco Bezzecchi, Alex Rins, Miguel Oliveira, Taka Nakagami, Jack Miller, Fabio Quartararo, Paul Espargaró, Johan Zarco, Joan Mir, Augusto Fernandez, Luca Marini, and Lorenzo Savadori. Now, going from top to bottom, it is only a test, but again, you know, the track is rubbered up, so the times would be kind of consistent in overall race pace. And Fabio Di Giantonio topping it, he did 71 laps again. I do know the VR46 were asked to try some components. What they were, we don't know. There was nothing visible on the bikes from pictures that I saw that you would say there was something different. Maverick Viñales, I do know Aprilia were trying an awful lot of different aero stuff, especially towards the back end, so it would be interesting to see. Maverick did 81 laps, which is a lot of laps around here. Franco Morbidelli, he completed 82 or 83 laps, which is a lot of laps, to be fair. You know, Franco does need time on the bike. He missed all pre-season testing. So look, it is a pretty good time from Franco. Pecco Bagnaia did the least amount of laps of anyone at 44, whether he was bait or whether he had nothing really to try. Marc Marquez did 72 laps. Again, there was nothing major for Marc to test. My understanding is that VR46 got the stuffs and not Grassini. Brad Binder, again, 65 laps, not a bad amount of laps from Binder. There were some small stuff, but again, nothing major. I expected a little bit more from KTM, but Brad has been running new downward ducks this weekend anyway, so maybe that's why. Aleix Espargaró, again, 67 laps. He was definitely back-to-backing aero today, so it would be definitely interesting. And I also believe that he was trying the new ride height system. Alex Marquez, 74 laps in, again, mainly working like with Mark on setup. So I'd say it was an interesting day for him, but a little bit boring, maybe with nothing to test. Enea Bastianini, 66 laps. And again, I find it very weird that Joe Ducati are struggling with the 2024 setup, and the factory team, what, just about 100 laps, which is definitely pretty weird in my view. Jorge Martin, 72 laps, did have an engine expire and only had one bike for majority of the afternoon. So it was definitely a bit of a weird one for him. Pedro Acosta, 76 laps. Again, you know, time is money for him on that bike. So realistically, good knowledge gained there. I don't think he was running anything new that he hadn't run before. Raul Fernandez was on the new Aprilia, the 2024 spec, completely, did 67 laps. So I think a lot of data was gathered for him there on the new bike. Bezzecchi did 79 laps. Again, as I mentioned, VR46 were trying some parts for the Ducati team. Alex Rins did 74 laps. A lot of changes going on in that Yamaha, especially in the aero, and we'll talk about those in another video. Miguel Oliveira, 75 laps. A lot of laps for Miguel, to be honest. You know, he does need time on that bike to figure out how to get the performance out of it. Taka Nakagami, 84 laps. My understanding is Nakagami was running the chassis, not the aero update, but he was running the chassis that Bradle was using at the weekend. My understanding is that the race riders did already try that chassis in Barcelona, and this is why Zarco and Nakagami got the new chassis that Bradle was running to try. Jack Miller, 74 laps, not a bad amount of laps. He definitely needs to get an understanding of what is going on in that bike, though. You know, after the weekend's performances, definitely he needs to get going. Fabio Quartararo, 85 laps again. Yamaha running a lot of new aero, some chassis updates, etc. Not as big as what was made out in the press of a whole new this and that, but there was quite a lot to go through. Paul Espargaró again, 69 laps. I'm not quite sure Paul was supposed to do this test, whether he took over from Danny, who did seem to hurt his right wrist yesterday in the crash. Johan Zarco, 89 laps. He did the most laps of anybody this Monday. Again, he was trying the new chassis, etc. So just getting miles and giving feedback. Joan Mir appeared to be staying on everything 2024. So he didn't try everything or anything new. He was on the 2024 chassis, maybe just working on setup. He did 63 laps. Augusto Fernandez, who was in a lot of trouble for his seat, did 66 laps, hopefully trying to find for him a setup that works. However, at a 137.85, you know, he is quite a chunk of time behind the other riders. Lorenzo Savadori also did 61 laps, probably running the new rear ride height device. All in all, there was a lot of laps done by the Japanese manufacturers, and it's definitely good to see that they're out there trying and testing and pushing and seeing the changes that they make. But I would definitely love to know your thoughts. What do you think of the test? And is there anything from the lap times sticking out for you? Definitely leave your thoughts in the comments below, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another video.